good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling Broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland. Another lovely, beautiful evening, Ash Wednesday this evening. If you're fasting, hopefully you're hanging in there. You've only got 2 hours to go. And obviously the beginning of Lent a bit later this year than last year. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme you're listening to, Ireland Calling, is brought to you, as it is each week, with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And on the programme tonight, we'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland. We'll bring you the latest music. And, of course, lots of things happening here around New Zealand leading up to and on St. Patrick's Day itself. Some more news about that. And we've got quite a few people we want to say hello to and wish happy birthday to some old, some not so old. And we also want to welcome some new listeners listening both here and in London and possibly in Chicago. So wherever you listen tonight, hope you can sit back and relax for the next hour and enjoy, what do you call it, a good mix of Irish news and views and music. And starting the programme off tonight is the great man himself, Big Tom McBride, and the GNR Steam Train.
Songs of Boxcar Willie, how they take me back again to my childhood days in Blaney, when I saw my first steam train. She was standing at the station with her smokestack black and tall, and she left for Enniskillen heading on the Donegal. Now the first time that I rode this train, oh how my poor heart bled, I was just another emigrant on my way to Holyhead. I was leaving home that morning to seek fortune and fame, so I left Castle Blaney on the G steam train. The farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time, as I listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again, but now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train. She carried freight and livestock from factories and from fairs. She also took the pilgrims to Loch Derg to say the prayers. Going to an Ulster fine, she was really loaded down, as she steamed away through Ballybay to the game of Clones Town. Now Taylor's Tunnel is no more, and the footbridge is now gone. There's a row of red brick houses where the railway gates once roamed. There are many men in Blaney who wish they were kids again. You could flirt in court and lose your heart on the GNR steam train. The farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time, as I listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again, but now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train. Journey, she was shunted to the side. The people mourned her passing like a dear friend who had died. I saw big men broken-hearted, their tears they fell like rain, when they said goodbye forever to the GNR steam train. So Boxcar, blow your whistle and imitate your train. GNR or Western Union, to me they're both the same. They are now a party, but the memories remain. How I'd like to stop and listen to the whistle of the train. The farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time, as I listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again, but now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train.
Yes, the late Big Tom there, and the GNR steam train getting the show off to start tonight. Welcome along if you just tuned in. You're listening to Ireland Calling on Auckland, Planet FM in Auckland. Delayed broadcast going out on Kapiti Coast Radio, Access Radio in Wellington Sunday night, Plains FM on Saturday night, and greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. Well, we're going to start with sports news tonight because the celebrations are continuing in Leitrim, because Leitrim have advanced from Division 4, well, they will advance from Division 4 of the National Football League to Division 3 next year, and they'll play the league final in a few weeks' time against Derry, but both teams will go up. And this is history created for a county that has a population of around 29,000. So I was listening to some of the reports coming from Leitrim and people involved with this team on RT Radio on Monday morning on the sports news. And the excitement is great. Most of the Limerick players who'll be, or Leitrim players who'll be playing in the league final against Derry in a few weeks' time in Dublin, Croke Park, haven't played in Croke Park before, so this is going to be a new venture for them, but I'm sure there won't be too many people left in Leitrim on that particular day. But it was a great weekend for Irish sport, because lovely pictures in a lot of the papers on Monday of Ireland's Ciara Mageenan and Mark English, and they both won bronze medals at the European Championships in Dublin. So Mageenan and English awarded for tactical bravery as they put low days behind them. They likened it to killing to the killing zone, the last strides of a championship run, and caused deprivation. It can feel like a case of the bends. So only when Mark English and Ciara Mageenan resurfaced for air, they'd won both themselves European indoor medals. So that's great news as Ireland prepares for the Olympics in a year's time. But of course, lots of things happened on the sports front before that. And this weekend, Ireland play France in the second last Six Nations game. This game was a sellout for many months at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin. And of course, there was lots of other games, Gaelic games, played on Sunday. We'll come back to them later. And quite a few that were cancelled because the fine weather that Ireland had been enjoying for the last few weeks, well, a few months really, all came to a sudden end over the last few days, with snow and sleet in many parts of eastern sub-parts of Ireland on Sunday, but it's eased off a bit, still quite cold. Right, oh, we'll have the Fields of Athenry and Paddy Riley next, and then we'll come back with more news. So here we are. Paddy, you get ready to start singing here, and I'll press the button to get you going.
Prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreamed songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. She watched the last star fall as the prison ship sailed out against the sky. For she lived in hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. The small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
Yes, the unmistakable sound there of Paddy Riley and the fields of Athenry over there in the west of Ireland in Galway, not too far where I grew up. And up next we've got Daniel O'Donnell and singing My Donegal Shore. That's a long-distance dedication that we'll run through before the song. As I mentioned, it's first weekend in March up here in Auckland, hard to believe, and less than 2 weeks to go to St. Patrick's Day, and lots of activities planned around the country for St. Patrick's Day. And I know that it'll be a big day at the Irish Club on St. Patrick's Day. The Hugh Green Group Parade this year is on St. Patrick's Day, and it's actually going up Queen Street, finishing up around the town hall there, AIT's centre, where there's a music festival. There's a music festival on the 16th, starting around 5 o'clock around Sky City, around that Federal Street area there. And there's also, I'm pretty sure there's a fair day on. That might be on this weekend. I'll check that up and see, and hopefully let you know before the end of the programme. It's always on the Sunday before Sunday. And I know that there's a lot of information online on the website stpatrick.co.nz. And O'Brady Murphy, President of the Irish Society, is getting ready to send out a newsletter with all the news and all the events. So if you get the newsletter, you'll be able to find out exactly what's happening in and around the Auckland area for St. Patrick's Day. And I know other events are planned throughout the country. The day is a great day to get out and celebrate. I'm sure the pubs would be delighted if it was a Saturday rather than a Sunday. But you never know, there'll be quite a few Irish people that might take the Monday off and continue the celebrations that'll start on Sunday, or possibly even Saturday, and finish up on the Monday. Okay, the rugby league season gets underway in a few weeks' time, and I did a Super Rugby magazine a few weeks ago. That was an insert in the Sunday Star Times last Sunday week, or Sunday fortnight, and it's the turn of rugby league this weekend. So if you're a fan of the Warriors and the NRL competition, make sure you get a copy of the Sunday Star Times this weekend. It's available for sale throughout the whole country, and you'll get the magazine free. It's got all you need to know: player profiles, team profiles, the draw, and some feature interviews with the coach and Mr. Number One Warriors fan himself, the Mad Butcher, Sir Peter Leach. So make sure you get that if you're a league fan this weekend. in the Sunday Star Times. Well, I'm always happy to reach out and play songs for new listeners, and especially if I'm getting international listeners. So we've got listeners tonight in London and Chicago for the first time, because last week I was just picking up my mail in Takapuna. I just said hello to this guy. He looked like somebody I knew, but it wasn't. But anyway, we had a chat, and his name was James Green with an E. And James moved here a couple of years ago. But his parents are from Donegal. His father, late father, Micheál, was from Gortlehawk. And of course, that region suffered terrible tragedy about 5-6 weeks ago when four young men from the Gweedore area lost their lives as they were out celebrating the departure of one of their friends to Denmark. And but anyway, had a good old chat to James, and he's tuning in tonight in Auckland. His mum is listening in London, and he's got a brother in Chicago. And James's dad passed away in October last year, and this song didn't make the cut for the funeral, but we'll play it tonight in memory of James's dad, Micheál. And it's Daniel O'Donnell. And he's singing all about my Donegal shore. Take it away, Daniel, in your own time.
Oh, I know it's not right reminiscing tonight of days that are gone and returning no more. For the girl I dream of has another man's love, far, far away on a Donegal shore. But why should I care, or she's happy or there? She may have children, she may be wealthy or poor. But I can't help my dreams of what might have been if I stayed at home on my Donegal shore. Now it's winter time there, all the trees will be bare, and the rain clouds will darken my native Gweedore. That girl I could hold, every raindrop could be gold. It could fall all around us on my Donegal shore. Now there's no one to blame, but before she took his name, when she told me she loved him, it hurt to the core. But I could never descend to be only her friend, so I left her there on my Donegal shore. Now it's winter, the trees will be bare, and the rain clouds will darken my native Gweedore. But if that girl I could hold, every raindrop would be gold. It could fall all around us on my Donegal.
Yes, another popular song on the programme here, Daniel O'Donnell, and that song called My Donegal Shore, and that's gone out to James Green, who's listening tonight here in Auckland for the first time, his mum who's listening in London, and brother in Chicago on planetaudio.org.nz. and that song in memory of Jehol, who passed away last year after many years living in London, and like many an Irish man, worked in navvying jobs and construction jobs, and but laid to rest in October last year. Right, I'm going to say a few birthday greetings, but we'll play songs later on. Kevin McGarry, hopefully you're listening over there in Roscommon. Happy birthday, Kevin, and hope you're doing well. It was great to see you here recently. Father James Mulligan, James, both you, Kevin, and indeed my next mention here, Paddy Mulrennan, all celebrated birthdays yesterday on the 5th of March. So belated happy birthday to all of you. I'm sure it's still the 5th of March, Paddy, over there in Ireland. And so I'm sure the celebrations are still happening around Castlereagh, people rising at last to toast your good health and happiness. And you turned the ripe old age of 90 yesterday. So 10 more years, Paddy, and you'll be getting the cheque from Michael D. Higgins. He'll probably still be in office then. Of course, if you reach the milestone of 100 years, you get a cheque for about €2,500. So, Paddy, hang in there for another 10 years, and you'll be getting the letter and the cheque from the President of Ireland. And I know there's a lady in Auckland who was born in Clare. I think she's about 102 now, but she turned 100 about 2 years ago. So we'll play another song, My Heart is in Ireland, for all of you later. But I suppose this song, it's an appropriate one here. Hard times, all of you guys, everybody out there. We all have hard times from time to time. So here is Donna Taggart singing Hard Times for all the people celebrating birthdays over the last few days.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our hearts. Oh, heart, come again no more. 'Tis the song. Light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, hard. A pale, drooping maiden who toils her life away, with a worn heart whose better days are o'er. Though her voice would be merry, 'tis sighing all the day. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song. Again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary.
There you go. Well, sorry about that. Came to an abrupt end. Hard Times there, sung by Donna Taggart, and playing that song and sending birthday greetings to Paddy Mulrennan on a special birthday. 90 Paddy, Father James Mulligan, a bit younger than that, and a bit younger still, Kevin McGarry. Hopefully you all had a great day yesterday to celebrate your birthday, and we will play a lovely song next. In fact, My Heart Is in Ireland, Not Alone for You. But everybody that's out there, especially coming up to St. Patrick's Day, our thoughts and minds go back to Ireland and growing up in Ireland and the parades around St. Patrick's Day. My memories of the parades were cold and wet, and we were marching with the FCA for a few years, but we did get a warm meal afterwards on the way home from Galway after doing the parades. Okay, looking through the headlines in the papers, these state inquiries are going to cost the government $500 million. We're talking here tribunals that started in 1997, the Mahon Tribunal, the Moriarty Tribunal, also started in 1997. The Mahon one was originally the Flood Tribunal into matters relating to planning and payments. And by the end of last year, that had cost $136 million. The Moriarty Tribunal looked at certain payments to politicians and has cost about $64 million to date, and has been deemed to have been concluded its work. Despite this, the Department of on Taoiseach has budgeted for another $4.5 million this year to pay for more legal bills. The Smithwick Tribunal, which was established over suggests of an guard the Síochána colluded in the fatal shooting over Norwood Sea superintendents Harry Breen and Robert Buchanan, that's cost $20 million to date. The Morris Tribunal into Garda matters in Donegal, it's cost about $69 million. A 1999 Lindsay Tribunal into the infection with HIV and hepatitis C, that's cost $47 million. Finlay Tribunal into blood transfusions board cost $4.5 million. Charlton Inquiry, that's into matters relating to Garda whistleblowers. That's only cost $3 million, but expected to cost another $2.5 million. So certainly, then the most expensive commission to date. There's been 11 commissions of investigation, costing $28 million. The biggest one, costing nearly $9 million, was into alleged sexual abuse in the Archdiocese of Dublin, and including in Cloyne in 2009. A former member, our leader of the SDLP. Mark Durkan, he's going to contest the European elections on the Fine Gael ticket in Dublin. These elections will be coming up in May. The 58-year-old will join former Taoiseach Francis Fitzgerald on the Fine Gael ticket, even though he continued to live in Derry. And a bit like people asking the Prime Minister and other people here on Waitangi Day to what was Article 1 of the Waitangi Tribunal, she didn't know. And that particular day, anyways, I'm sure she knows now. But Mr. Durkan, who could not name a road in Dublin West or a stop on the proposed Metrolink route during the press conference yesterday, said he would be asking constituents to ensure Irish citizens in the north would not be left behind after Brexit. Latest developments on Brexit, not much to report since last week, but that the Britain will probably seek an extension of some description. There's a vote coming up in 2 weeks' time, but former Prime Minister Tony Blair, he said that Ireland or England MPs should reject the latest proposals put on the table and call for a new referendum to be held, because he doesn't think the deal that's there to be good for Britain, and certainly a no deal is going to be no good either. So interesting to see what will happen in the coming weeks, but certainly I think the 29th of March deadline will be extended by at least 2 months at this stage. That's going to cause quite a few complications for European elections to the European Parliament in May, but that'll be another bridge the governments will have to cross in a few weeks' time. Anyway, here we go. My Heart Is in Ireland. Everybody out there getting ready to look forward to St. Patrick's Day coming up in a few weeks' time.
London, I met an old man. He kept a bar called the Horses and Tram. My parents were Irish, they loved that dear land. The cockney, he smiled and he shook my old hand. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Her hills and her valleys are calling to me. Though born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me. Near a clay in Wales, by a roadside cafe, a young girl came smiling and to me did say, well, my folks are from Ireland, me dad, he hopes one day when he leaves the mines, sure we'll go back to stay. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Her hills and her valleys are calling to me. Though born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me. Then I went through the Midlands, through each city and town, I found there were Irish in each place I roamed. And I drank and I sang in a pub they call the Crown. With the Birmingham Irish we sang songs of home. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Her hills and her valleys are calling to me. Well, born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me. Then I went north to Scotland, to Glasgow on the Clyde. I met with some young lads, said Celtic's our side. All our folks are from Ireland, the island of the green. That country we love, but a place we've not seen. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Her hills and her valleys are calling to me. Well, born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me.
Yes, well, our heart might be in Ireland, but our bodies are here in New Zealand as we get ready to prepare for St. Patrick's Day coming up in less than 2 weeks' time. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And the Hugh Green Group are the major sponsor of the St. Patrick's Day Parade, which takes place on St. Patrick's Day this year in Queen Street. And all details about events happening can be found on the St. Patrick web address, stpatrick.co.nz. And all details will be in the Irish Club latest newsletter that's going out this week. But the parade is on Sunday the 17th of March this year, going up Queen Street and finishing off around the Town Hall. And I'm pretty sure the parade starts around midday. And there's a bit of a music festival happening. And of course, there's events all day at the Irish Society in Auckland, as I'm sure there is in the Irish Societies in Wellington and Christchurch, and a lot of activities at Irish pubs throughout the country. Sadly, no minister coming to represent Ireland here in New Zealand this year. Plans had been in place for Minister for Trade and Enterprise Heather Humphreys to be here for some time next week, but a grueling schedule with appointments in Australia and Singapore meant that something had to give, and it just wasn't possible for Heather to come all the way over to New Zealand, as much as she would have loved to have come here and met the Irish community. She'd be able to return on another mission before too long. So for the first time in many years, we won't have a representative of the Irish government here. But of course, we have our Honorary Consul General, Niamh McMahon, and we have our new appointed ambassador, Peter Ryan, who'll be here to celebrate St. Patrick's Day for the first time since his appointment late last year in New Zealand. Looking at some of the other stories in the papers over the last few days, security fears as white powder is sent to Health Minister Harris. It turned out to be a fake, but police and Department of the Fire Brigade in Dublin were very worried after you know, this white powder was thrown all over some cars, including the minister's car in his office. His car wasn't there, but certainly there's been quite a few. The second he was blocked into his house by some protesters down in Greystones about 3 weeks ago, and then protesters protested outside the homes of a few other ministers over the last few weeks. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar's ordering them just to cop themselves on and let the government get on and the ministers get on with the tough jobs that they have to do. Former Taoiseach Enda Kenny is in the news yesterday over information that came to the fore recently that when he was Taoiseach in 2013, he lobbied when Ireland held the presidency of the European Union, other member states over the what do you call it, privacy laws that around Facebook. So of course he'd been doing this on behalf of Facebook, because Facebook a big employer in Ireland and employed lots of people. So the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar was coming out and defending him over the lobbying that he did at that particular time. What else has been happening? I see here that the transport chiefs admit that the snow took everybody by surprise at the weekend. There was a number of roads closed, especially in the eastern part of the country, and some pictures of cars skidded off the road were in the papers on Monday. But certainly the bad weather has disappeared again for a while. Okay, we'll move on and look up here what we're with next. Looking around here to my music, Foster and Allen, Gentle Mother. That's a good way to go. A song that Big Tom made famous.
By the side of a clear crystal fountain, there stands a lonely churchyard closely by. There's a tombstone decorated with primroses in the memory of a loved one passed away. Shall I ne'er see you more, gentle mother? In the fields where the wild flowers grow, gathering flowers as they grew amongst the wild woods, and I cherish 'twas no trouble unto you. Some children take a liking to their parents, fill their mothers' hearts with pain. But someday they will be sorry for their blindness, when crying will not bring her back again. loss I can recover. Meek young willow lies my gentle mother below. Meek young willow lies my gentle mother's love.
Yes, the lads that were here this time last year, Foster and Alan, and a song that set Big Tom on the road back in the 60s there, Gentle Mother. And greetings to all the mothers listening out there tonight to Ireland Calling. Well, one man, in fact, this man's dad was in the studio with us playing music a number of years ago, Joe Brolly. And Joe's father, a musician from Dungiven, I'm pretty sure, in County Derry, was down here visiting his sister, Sue, and they came in the programme. But Joe has come out yesterday. He's certainly a man that doesn't hold back in his views on Gaelic games, etc., and other things in Ireland. But he says that the GAA should end neutrality. Joe has suggested that the organisation should abandon its political neutrality and campaign for United Ireland. The GAA was founded on the basis of politics. It was to create a sense of identity, a 32-county community, he said. And the GAA is what sustained us through the Troubles. He spoke to RTÉ1, adding that those involved in the Gaelic Games in Northern Ireland now fear they may be left isolated post-Brexit. He also hit out at the DUP, referring to its objections to marriage equality and views expressed by its members about climate change. And separately, former Armagh Captain Jarlath Burns has said that the GAA should not remain neutral if there's to be a referendum on Irish unity. He also told RTÉ that the basic is to strengthen national identity across 32 counties. That doesn't make us neutral on the issue of a border poll. It gives us a position on a border poll. So Joe will be in Croke Park in a few weeks' time for the Division 4 League final, which this year will be between Derry and Leitrim. They haven't even played each other yet, but the two of them are so far ahead of the rest of the teams. They'll be playing in the final. And good news for both, they will be moving up to Division 3. Of course, Derry, All-Ireland champions when Joe played. 92, I think, was the year that Derry won and brought the Sam Maguire up to the northwest, and celebrations continued for many, many months. But Derry languishing down now in the bottom of Division 4, but moving up. And as I mentioned earlier, great celebrations for the sports fans in Leitrim with the news that they will be promoted from Division 4 to Division 3 of the National Alliance League for next year. But more importantly, they'll be playing in a league final in a few weeks' time in Croke Park, which is really good. One man that's got a big job coming up is Joe Schmidt, because the Irish team haven't been playing that well. Lost the first game against England, mediocre win against Scotland, and a pretty average win, even though they got a bonus point against Italy. Sterner test this weekend, and they basically take on France at a packed-out Aviva Stadium, and then that's on Sunday, early hours of Monday morning here, and then there's only a five-day turnaround till they take on Wales in the final game of the Six Nations. And if Wales beat Scotland this weekend, Wales will be heading for a Grand Slam and championship title. And of course, England haven't been beaten by Wales. They'll be hoping that Ireland beat Wales and Wales don't get too many bonus points, and they will be crowned champions. But certainly a lot to play for. I see Tony Ward writing in yesterday's paper, says, unacceptable Sexton tantrums are detrimental to team morale. Oh, there. A quote from Ian Henderson in the build-up to Ulster's match last weekend really caught the eye, and not in a good way. He said, the number of times you see Johnny shouting or looking like he's angry, everyone has trained with him enough to know he's not losing the head. It's just because he cares. He gets in like that in training, and you know, drive. Wrong, Ian. Sexton's behaviour in Rome, and I don't care if he is the World Player of the Year, was unacceptable. Real leaders support teammates, particularly in moments of crisis. To excuse that tantrum with Jack Carty making his debut as part of me is not just good enough. Well, that's just the opening paragraph there. Sexton taken off on the 78th minute, and when he came off, he looked like he was angry, and he kicked out at a bottle that was on the ground. And as Tony Ward said there, Jack Carty, a young lad from Athlone, was making his debut and all his family and friends were over in Rome, and he got 2 minutes. He was happy with that, making his debut, but I think that Sexton should have been probably brought off earlier. But a good player, Sexton, but he's under pressure from Joey Carberry. Joey may or may not be in the squad of 23 for this weekend's game. He's had some hamstring issues, but Joe Smith is going to have to make some decisions now. And when you see the likes of Tony Ward coming out and criticising, you know, the World Player of the Year, it certainly speaks volumes, because Tony played the game at the highest level and is very involved in the rugby in Ireland. Right, oh, we'll have two songs here. One is in American Wake and the other one is Leaving on a Jet Plane. So I think we'll play Leaving on a Jet Plane, because my good friend who's been listening to the programme on and off for the last few months since he was here, Dennis Till, and his wife, or his partner, Mickey, are heading back after a couple of months here in New Zealand. And I think, Dennis, we might have played this song for you last year. But anyway, here we go. This is John Denver and Leaving on a Jet Plane. Safe travelling, Dennis. We'll see you next year.
Bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. The time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. I hate to go.
Yes, John Denver there, leaving on a jet plane, and playing that for Dennis Till and Mickey, who are heading back to England this Friday after having a few weeks here in the warm climes of New Zealand. and the days will be getting a bit longer over there by the time they get back. All right, well, I've given you the news about Division 4 with Leitrim and Derry competing for the final there in a few weeks' time with still a few matches to go. But Division 1 is quite interesting. Kerry are way ahead. They've played four games and won the four, and they're on 8 points. My own county, Galway, they had a good win against Mayo in atrocious conditions on Saturday night down there in Castlebar. So they're on 6 points, and Mayo are also on 6 points. Tyrone had a bad start, but they're coming through on 5 points, and Dublin on 4. And obviously a number of games coming up over the next few weeks. Galway take on Roscommon this weekend, and Dublin, they're at home to Tyrone. That'll be a big game, probably the game of the round. And Kerry, probably, this is a big one, Kerry against Mayo. And then in the following week, on March the 24th, March the 24th, you've got, in fact, that game is not this weekend, it's the following weekend, the 16th of March. But the last round is on the 24th of March. You've got Mayo and Monaghan, Cavan against Dublin, Roscommon against Kerry, and Tyrone, Galway. So still a lot to play for there in Division 1 of the National League's Division 2. Up there in front is Meath. With 6 points jointly there with Fermanagh, who are confounding all their critics with having a great season. Of course, they beat Donegal 2 weeks ago, and last weekend they also had a 3-point win over Clare. So there's still the Fermanagh, Donegal and Kildare have all chances there advancing to the Division 2 final. And of course, the top two will be promoted into Division 1. Division 3 down are leading, followed by Louth, Laois, Westmeath, Carlow and Longford are on 5 points, with Sligo on 0 points, so not good there. And as I mentioned, Derry have a game more played than Leitrim. They're on 10 points in Division 4. Leitrim have 8 points from 4 games, but they're well ahead of the rest of the team, so they're going to be heading to the league final of Division 4 in a few weeks' time. And then the Hurling League, there was a few games cancelled last weekend, but the games that did go ahead there was a game played in Clare and Limerick, so that match ended up in a draw as far as I'm aware. Yeah, 114 to 211. Cork Tipperary match was postponed, and Waterford Wexford and Kilkenny match was postponed, as indeed was the Galway and Waterford match. Waterford pitch there was waterlogged. But the games that did go ahead in Division 1B was Carlow. They played Offaly. Carlow won 10, Offaly 4-8, and Dublin 13 points, Laois 11 points. So not sure when the postponed games are going to take place, because I know the quarterfinals in the Hurling League were due to take place soon. Right, we have a song here from Aine, and we'll come back and wrap up the programme for another week. Thank you. Yes, the wonderful sound there of Inya and Dark Sky Island taking us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme brought to you in support of the Hugh Green Group. Don't forget, if you're interested in the Rugby League and the Warriors, get a free copy of my latest Rugby League magazine, free with the Sunday Star Times on Sunday. So thanks again for tuning in tonight. Again, happy birthday. Greetings to Paddy Mulrennan, Father James Mulligan and Kevin McGarry, who all celebrated birthdays yesterday. Hopefully you all had a great day, and I'm sure, Paddy, your celebrations will continue for a while into St. Patrick's Day, which is not too far away from me. Good night, goodbye and God bless. Look forward to being back here again next week with final details of events for St. Patrick's Day. I'll leave you with a bit of Sharon Shannon.